Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, Psychics Gone Wild fans. We've got Thursday night here with Angie Mitchell and Lori C. My name is Angie, and I am going to introduce myself before I bring on the lovely Lori C. I am a gifted empath and tarot reader. My studies into the paranormal began when I was 15 years old, and I have since then learned how to deal with a variety of spirits, both dark and light. I am well-versed in house cleaning and am able to pick up on feelings and vibrations from both spirits and people. If you want to get a hold of me, my name is Angie, and I have a Gmail here at Angie's Readings. So it's A-N-D-I-E-S, readings at gmail.com, or you can drop me a text or a call at 608-387-6. Now I'm going to introduce the lovely Lori C. and my co-host here tonight on Thursdays. Lori C. is an empath and has dedicated herself to helping others with caring and heartfelt dedication. She has a connection with plants and animals. She sees people who have crossed over in dream state and has experienced other paranormal activities. Lori resides in California with her husband and son and plans on pursuing her career as an empath and healer. If you'd like to get a hold of Lori C., you can give her a call at 209-744-6377, or you are more than welcome to email Lori as well at loriec1024@gmail.com. Lori, are you here?
Hi. Good evening, Angie.
Hi,
how are you doing?
I am so excited for tonight's show. How are you?
Oh, I'm excited, too. I'm doing well. Thanks. I see we have a lot of people here in the chat room. I'm keeping a close eye here on the chat room, and that's great. That's great. I'm glad everybody could join us tonight.
Yes. Perfect. Guys, give us a shout-out. We'll be more than happy to answer a couple of questions from the chat room as well tonight.
Exactly. Other than offering our little mini readings and some information that we will be discussing, our topic is luck tonight. It continues through the month until next month, and we will change the topic. So we do like to have our audience participate in our topics, which is fun. And Angie and I are having a two-for-one special going on. I'd like to let everybody know about that. I call it our spring team special. You can get a hold of us with our emails to set up an appointment. It's two-for-one. You get two of us for the price of one. Contact us because this deal will not last.
No, Lori, that is... You know what? I love that we came up with that.
Right.
We are such an awesome team that, I mean, it's really worth the money.
Right. I mean, it's springtime. No better time than to, for new beginnings and new direction. And that's the time to get a hold of us right now before we get too busy.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, I do have a poem I'd like to share, Angie, if you don't mind.
Oh, I would love that.
Okay, I did write this poem. It's just a mini poem, but I'll go ahead and start before we get started in the readings and so forth. I called it The Lucky Penny. I found me a penny, so I picked it up. I pondered, then wondered, was this message for luck? This penny that I found, I put it away, then brought it back out during times when I'd pray. I've asked my archangels to speak as I hear, waiting for signs from loved ones so near. Why is this penny so precious and dear? So they gave me my answers, then I went on my way and blessed my dear penny as I put it away. If it's a penny you choose or something special you were given, consider it true, and may luck fill your day with blessings and gifts. And that's it.
Oh, Lori, I love it. Oh, my God. So, no, like, seriously, and speaking of pennies, you know, I found one at work.
You found a penny at work?
I pick up pennies. Yes, and when I see them, I have to pick them up. And it was a nice, bright, shiny new penny. And I picked it up, and we had to move. They move our desk around periodically, so they moved me to a different station. And it was, like, one of the only things that I kept, and I stuck it to my monitor today.
Well, see, it's going to bring you luck. Because you found it, it's shiny. It has all the benefits that you need to bring you that luck. So that penny brings you luck. My poem about the penny brings me luck. And I hope it brings everybody else luck.
I hope so, too. That is awesome. So we are sharing the luck tonight.
Yep. Yep. And we're all lucky to be here to help, you know, help each other and guide each other. So to me, that
absolutely.
Is luck right there. Yep.
I have to say, you know, in the theme of our luck, I just feel so lucky and so blessed to be able to help people and be
mm-hmm.
put in the situation where I am able to do this. Like, that to me in itself is extremely lucky.
Right, right. I mean, we were given the tools, you know, which that is helping other people, and they also help us. So we are constantly learning and sharing our knowledge
absolutely.
With others. Yep.
It is. And yep. I think from each and every caller that we get or each and every reading that I do, it's,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we just grow so much and we
mm-hmm.
learn so, I mean, it's amazing how much this all falls into place.
Right. I have a little article I'll just share just quickly before we get started, and then we can carry on as the show goes on. It says, what exactly is good luck and how can we get it? Although there is no exact definition, many people believe that luck is best explained as the faith that people have in it. They expect good luck. So I thought I would share that. One thing that good luck is not is fate, which is purely a chance happening of a fortunate event. Indeed, pure chance, not good luck per se, is an unknown and unpredictable phenomenon that causes an event to result one way rather than another. So I just wanted to share that little tidbit.
Yeah. That's awesome. Do you want to take a caller?
Yeah, we'll go. We'll start with a caller. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to pick up 402. Hello, 402.
Well, hi. Thank you so much for taking my call this evening. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Hey, can we get your first name?
Certainly. This is Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Hi,
you
Diane.
Got Angie and Lori tonight.
Hello.
Do you have a question?
Yes, yes. I was wondering what impressions you might have. I'm getting ready to submit a book off to a publisher that had expressed an interest in it, and I'm just looking for guidance in terms of if it looks like it might be a go with them or if I might need to think about kind of shifting directions instead of writing to maybe looking at other publishers in this genre or possibly even literary agents to help me get the book sold.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is this your first book?
Yes, yes.
Okay, very good. Angie, you want to go ahead and start?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and start, Lori. Sweetie, I think that you should get your book out there. Send it to different publishers.
Okay.
I mean, you know what I mean? Send it out. Don't just bank it on one. I mean, and please don't give up writing because you're good.
Oh, thanks. I enjoy it.
Yeah, yes, you're good at it. So stick with it, okay? I mean,
okay,
really.
Do.
I think don't get discouraged because of this first publisher, okay? Don't get discouraged.
Okay.
I want you, I mean, really put yourself out there, okay? This is your
okay.
passion. This is your love. Go for it.
Okay.
Okay. I really think that. Are you feeling like you need to? I mean, does it?
Well, actually, for me, it's kind of vacillated. Every day, you know, one day I'll think, ooh, it's not feeling quite so good. Maybe I need to start doing this research because it will take a little while for me to kind of put that together. Most publishers want to be able to hang on to it for at least a month or maybe up to 90 days, and I'm okay with that. But I thought, well, while I'm waiting, you know, maybe I'm toying between, you know, obviously writing the next book to get that done and out and yet trying to market this one, the first one. So some days I think, oh, no, this feels good. I think this publisher is going to buy it, so I'll go ahead and work on the next book, you know. But that's why I thought, well, I'm going to just call and get a second opinion, see what impressions these people are getting.
Yep. I think that you are an amazing writer, sweetheart. You need to stay with it. continue to put out that positive and continue to feel good. But definitely put yourself out there.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Lori, do you want to jump in?
Yeah, I'd like to go ahead and I went ahead and pulled one of the therapy oracle cards, Diane, for you. And
okay.
This card is a sign from heaven. And it's saying your loved ones in spirit are waving hello and giving you reassurance that you'll be all right. So when you have those feelings of going beyond, jump on those feelings.
Okay.
Listen to yourself and listen to the energy within yourself is what I'm saying. If you feel like you need to move on and start a new book, do it. I mean, it's not going to hurt anything, right?
Right.
So if you already have the gifts and the tools to do this, so you know, yeah, like Evie said, continue on. You know, strive for that. So.
Sounds good. Okay. Well, thank you both very much. I appreciate it. It helped.
Thank you, and good luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great
good luck. Uh-huh. Let us know.
I will. I appreciate it.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. So that is amazing. I think that it's just going for your dream.
Right.
Awesome
it's
message.
Like, right. Right. If you already have the knowledge and the tools, I mean, God gave you those gifts for a reason. He wants you to use them and pursue your love for that. It's like, you know, it's like my poetry. I used to write a lot of poetry, and I just kind of got away from it. You know, I have the knowledge to do this, so I'm slowly getting back into it because I have a passion for that. You know, people have told me that, you know, I have the writing skills. It's just I need to pursue my dreams.
Oh, yeah. By all means. You know, and I think that a lot of it, too, is, I mean, I think so many of us get so discouraged. And so, you know, we just kind of feel, not to bring in our theme again, but we just kind of feel unlucky or, you know, oh, I don't know if this is going to, you know,
We reach out to each other for encouragement, for guidance, you know.
Yes.
That's what keeps us going, you know. Somebody saying, you can do it, Lori, you can do it. And, you know, and that convinces me I can do it.
And you can.
And
absolutely.
I can.
Absolutely.
It's mindset.
So definitely.
Exactly.
Follow your dream. That is. I just love that message tonight. That was huge.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to take another caller?
Yeah, you want to take another one?
Yes.
Let's go ahead and pick up 631. Hello, 631.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Hi, what is your name?
Can we get your first name?
My name is Sue, and I just was feeling discouraged, like I'm going to live alone the rest of my life, and it's so hard to meet somebody, and my son doesn't live with me, just a bunch of junk. I need some changes. Do you see any for me? Good ones only.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay.
We all need changes once in a while. Yes, we do.
Big ones
go ahead
I need.
Start. Right. Angie, go ahead and start, and I'll follow. And
okay. So that was
give you what I
get. As far as your son goes, sweetie, how old is he?
14.
Okay. I just for some reason I'm getting that he needs a little tough love.
No, I don't think so.
Well, you a good kid?
No. No, he's a good kid.
Okay. I think that I don't know why that's coming to me. I'll put my finger on it later. Sorry, I tried to get a hold of everything all at once. As far as love goes, do you have anyone in your life right now?
No.
No, not actively knowing that you're interested in it at all?
Nope.
Okay. good. Well, I got to ask because sometimes, you know, you just never know. There might be something right around the corner. I think that you're going to get the new love that comes in. Definitely. I think that there's going to be something new that comes in that's going to be very positive and very good for your life. So don't feel too discouraged, okay?
Okay, when?
Within this year. Within this calendar year. And that's
okay.
About as far as I'm going to... I think that you're definitely going to find this person.
Hello?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, hello? Okay, yeah,
yes,
you're going to find this person. So as far as love goes, I think that you're going to get a new love, and it's going to be within this calendar year. It's going to be positive. It's going to be exciting. It is going to jumpstart your life.
Okay.
Okay. You are going to find this person. So it's going to be one of those things where I think that you're going to meet him and you're going to be like, yep, there's my man.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me ask you, Sue, can I ask you a question? Are you involved in any outside activities? Do you have any outside hobbies where there's groups of people?
Not really. I mean, I've gone to a couple of, like, I don't know, dance places and online stuff, but I really don't have the money for me and things. And I've done all that for going out. I mean, not that, just like activities for years and years and years. I'm getting older now. Yeah, I can take a walk. I can try to hit some golf balls. I can try to play a little volleyball. But I'm getting to the point where, you know, how much are you going to just keep trying?
Right, right. Well, sometimes when we least expect it, that's when it happens. That's why I asked you if you were involved in any outside
I mean, I could try, but I'm getting tired. You know, I want the family life now.
Right, right. I went ahead and flipped an oracle therapy card for you. It's New Beginnings, and it says, take this as opportunity to rise from the ashes stronger and more determined. So that's
I know I'm determined, but after 13
right.
years, enough. You
know. Right, right. Well, sometimes things don't happen when we want them to happen. I know. But there's so many opportunities out there you can try that doesn't cost money, like, you know, walking in the park, you know.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying I just wish somebody would just pop up while I'm out, and that way I have to join in activities, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. I know, we all want it easy, but it doesn't always work that way. Just keep your hopes up and, you know, just pray about it. If you're a religious person, pray about it. And when the opportunity comes, I mean, it'll come.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Angie.
Oh, right. Yes.
Oh. It's funny. Uh-huh. You know, a lot of us are very impatient. We want things done right now, but God has a funny way of bringing these things into our life when he's ready, when he feels we're ready.
He does, absolutely. But, you know, like I think I said on our last show too, Lori, when it comes to matters
uh-huh.
of the heart, God takes
mm-hmm.
his own time bringing that together. You know, and sometimes it's things that we do too that may delay that.
Right.
You know,
we may not even be
realizing that we're doing it.
Right. I know a lot of times when you redirect your thought process, when you forget about what you were thinking about and go in a different direction, you know, it's like, you know, say you're sitting there dwelling on, you know, I wish this would happen, wish this would happen. Well, you know, start thinking the opposite. I mean, not the opposite, but just think of something totally different, and you kind of forget about it, and then that's usually when it happens, when you totally forget about it. You know, it's like a lost object. You know, when you lose something, you just pound your head thinking, you know, I know where it is. I can't find it. But then when you forget thinking about it, that's when it shows up. I mean, that's usually how life works to me anyway.
Yep, I do too. And a lot of times when I find myself saying, well, I wish this, I wish that, there's no I wish. Just
right.
What's going to happen.
Mean, and finding that somebody in a relationship, I mean, you just don't want anybody to come along. So maybe those, you know, 5 or 10, 15 years that you've waited, you know, they say all good things, you know, come to those who wait. So when the time is right, and when the time is right, it always happens. When we least expect it, you know?
You know, it does. It absolutely does. I, you know, as much as I like to pick on my poor dear husband, you know, he's a great guy. Rob is an absolutely wonderful man. But it took us a long time to be able to reconnect and get together because I was, you know, when I started out, like, I was very impatient. I want a husband. I want this. I want kids. I want, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And this is my life plan.
Right.
You know, and
Right. It's not always greener on the other side, you know, so appreciate what you have. Mm-hmm. I've been with my husband for 20 years, and we've had our share of ups and downs. Who hasn't? But, I mean, this is funny. I don't tell too many people this, but we were married before and got divorced, and we're back together. So, I mean, I have to laugh about it, but it took us five years to be apart to realize we were meant to be back together. Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes you just have to grow. You have to grow within yourself before you're able to grow with someone else.
Right. So, I mean, sometimes you have to wait it out. It seems like forever sometimes, but when you preoccupy your mind, that's when it'll happen, when you least expect it. So
it does,
that'll be it.
And you have a way of coming together, and it's amazing. Yes, patience, and there is no timeline on love.
Right, you know, and we want nothing more than for everybody to be happy, you know? I mean, in whatever the case may be it a job or be it a relationship, you know, your health, we just, you know, send love to each other, and which helps.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So, Roy, I want to give a huge shout-out to our wonderful Dan that is helping us run the chat room right now. Thank you, Jan, for being there to help and support us.
Right.
Absolutely. And I'd like to give a huge shout-out again to our Psychics Gone Wild family for being so supportive.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have the best group. If you are not a member, please join and become a member of Psychics Gone Wild. We have so many wonderful people in our group that we help each other. And, I mean, here on the Blog Talk Radio, we offer, you know, free mini readings. If you want a full reading, you know how to reach us through our site on the contact page at Psychics Gone Wild. And we thank everybody for listening and being a part of our path and our journey and our life.
Oh, absolutely. So, Roy, do you want to play some music, or do you think we should take another caller?
It's up to you. It's up to you.
Okay, let's take another caller, and then we'll break into some music here.
For a little. Okay, sounds good.
Some instrumental. Maybe we'll get some jazz this time.
Maybe we'll get some hip hop.
That's right. Woo-hoo. Either that or I'm going to break out in song, guys. So if I do, I apologize ahead of time.
All right.
All right. So Lori, we're going to pick up 424. Hello, 424.
Hi, hello. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, ladies?
I'm doing fine.
Great. Can we get your
name? My name is Lynn.
Lynn?
Well, Lynn, it's
yes,
a
Lynn.
Pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I have a love life question as well. Do you all feel anything about the person that I am going to be with?
Good question.
So, Lynn, are you not with this person now, or are you?
I'm kind of coming out of, kind of been going towards ending something. It's kind of been on the, you know, at that place for a while. And, so I'm just, thinking about the, if there's someone that's, I do believe that there is someone, but I mean, do you have any sense or feel, anything about the person that, that I am going to be with?
Mm-hmm. So there is somebody in mind, right?
Actually, I kind of met someone yesterday. It was kind of light. But I kind of really feel that that I am walking towards someone. We're walking towards each other. I'll put it that way.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I just kind of wanted to know, what do you sense or feel about the person that actually I am, meant to be with?
Well, I went ahead and pulled a few cards, and the last card was the Lover's card.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's a good sign right there. As long as things, are planned out and carefully, the word I'm looking for?
Mm-hmm.
Taken slow, carefully, being careful, taking it slow.
Take it slow,
right. So I don't normally pull that card very much. So that's a pretty good card.
Oh, wow, great, okay.
Yes, I'm
willing to take it slow. I am willing to.
Angie, are you getting anything on this?
Lori, I agree with you. I think that this guy is coming. I think that taking it slow and listening to yourself, definitely listening to yourself is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm with Lori.
I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. I'm with Lori here on this one.
Yeah, this may sound kind of odd, but do you have any sense of what, as far as appearances, what he may look like?
I'm not getting anything. I'm not seeing anything in the cards with appearances. Are you completely out of that last relationship?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I am. Other person is really, I guess, really not prepared to, to move forward.
Right.
But as to the previous caller, I'm at an age, basically I'm almost 60 years old. and my children are all grown up. And so, you know, I have a sense of what, you know, what I want, you know.
Right.
Like, you know, and, you know, so I have a feel that it is time for me to, you know, just to move forward.
Yeah. Okay, I did go ahead and pull another card, and this is the Oracle card, and it says, your wishes are coming true.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
What your heart has been longing for is getting closer each day.
Oh my gosh.
So
wow.
Those are two
that.
Good cards there.
Oh my God, I love it.
Yeah.
Oh
wait, can I ask where you're from?
Yes, I'm in California.
You're in California, okay. Awesome.
Currently, I'll say currently in California, because that's something else that is kind of with me as far as relocation, and that's kind of something that's kind of, you know, in my heart right now as well. Yeah.
You're thinking about relocating?
Yes.
Oh, okay. To another state?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, hopefully with this person, you know, things go well for you.
Yeah.
It'll be a new
just
beginning.
You never know.
Right.
Well, thank you, ladies. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and
God
and
bless
good
you.
Luck.
Thank
good
you.
Luck.
Thank you.
God
good
bless
luck,
you.
Sweetheart. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. Okay. So Lori, telling you, spring, love is in the air. It's all coming.
Mm-hmm.
So excited.
Right. It's funny. Sometimes, I mean, these cards that I pull, I mean, I pick up on people's energy. That's how I do the readings. And it's, some of them just are right head on to the person. It's like I'm like in amazement how these cards work for these individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always good, you know. Good news is always nice.
always, yes. All right.
Okay,
do you want to play a song here?
Yeah, let's play a little music.
Okay. Goodness, I'm trying to look for. Let's play Blue Breeze.
Thank you.
right, then welcome back.
That was a nice jazzy tune.
Wasn't that great? Well, you know, I was talking about picking up jazz.
You know, I used to listen years and years ago when I lived in Columbus. I used to listen to QFM 96, it's a radio station, and on Sunday nights they used to have the jazz hour. And, I mean, in the evenings it's quite relaxing, you know, when you're laying there 11 o'clock at night trying to go to sleep. It is relaxing. It's comforting, I guess. And my son also played drums in the jazz ensemble in school. So it's not everybody likes jazz, but you just, you know, got to get, I guess, acquired taste for it, just like the blues or rock and roll, country.
You know what? As long as it has passion in it, I'm good.
Right, right. Each for their own. I used to dance a lot. I used to go out to the clubs and dance a lot.
Oh, my gosh. My dancing is far worse than my singing.
Really? Really?
Yes.
Well, my dancing's better than my singing.
I go out at the dance floor and I'm like, blessing myself, and I'm like, okay, Jesus, don't let me break anyone's foot tonight.
No open shoe night.
No open shoe night. I am far
Andy's
away
on the
anyone.
Floor.
Right.
Yep.
It's bad. I mean, people see me and they just kind of make past me.
Well, you just stand there and swing your hips and snap your fingers. You'll be okay.
I tried that too. It didn't work out very well either.
Yep. I used to love to dance. It was such good exercise.
Oh, it is, isn't it? It's honestly, no matter how good or how bad you are at dancing, it's just something about that movement, and it's just, you get into the music, and I think it is an amazing stress reliever.
Right. I mean, it's kind of like doing, you know, a yoga in a way, but a lot faster movement. But, you know, if you can't dance, just dance in your living room, turn on your music, and, you know, enjoy it. Have fun. You're killing two birds with one stone. So.
Yeah, just make sure your blinds are pulled.
Right. Okay, we want to take another caller, Angie?
Yeah, let's go ahead and take another caller. So we are going to go ahead and pick up 813. Hello, 813. Hello?
We lost 813. I think
we did.
I heard water.
It was the jazz.
It sounded like water. A lot of gargling.
It was the jazz. We had to run. Oh, gosh, I love it.
Well, maybe we can pick her up or pick the person up back up. Maybe they just got disconnected.
Yeah. Well, you never know. Now I'm stuck. Now I'm stuck on 813.
Are we having some technical difficulties?
We are having technical. Yes. And I don't know if it's because, and forgive me, guys, I switched to Skype tonight. So it's just the way things are laying out and coming up here. It's so little.
Well, sometimes you'll have that. Sometimes the internet, you know, wants to have its days.
Yep. All right. Well, Lori, let's pick up 405. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Can we get your first name?
It's Rita.
Hi, Rita.
Hi, Rita. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. What's your question tonight, hon?
My question is, I want to know if I'm going to get to go on the trip.
Ooh.
What kind of trip are you talking about?
I want the vacation.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any place in mind?
I'm Galveston.
Oh.
Now that's in Texas?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And where are you from, sweetie?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Okay.
Wow.
I thought you had a little bit of an accent, but it's not bad. Sorry. My husband is from Louisiana, so that is a huge accent there.
Yes.
Yes. But we love it. Okay. So when are you thinking about going?
I wanted it to be in May.
Okay.
And you've been planning this trip, I take it, Rita?
A few of us girls have, yeah.
Okay. So, Lori, I'm going to put in a quick couple of sentences here.
Okay.
Vacation, yes. I think Galveston is going to be... Is there something special in Galveston? Or do you just want to go?
It's where I went after I lost my son for healing. And I want to go again.
Okay. Okay. Just because when I was asking and talking to my guides here, I got a super strong yes on Galveston, okay? Is May the absolute time that you want to go? Or is it just kind of like, yeah, we'll go in May?
Right. Kind of not sure. The
okay.
girls are like, come on. And I'm kind of, should I not?
Okay. So May, kind of, I think that the time frame is going to be a little iffy. But the trip to Galveston, yes. Because you need this.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be good, and it's going to be positive.
And with that group?
Yes.
Cool.
Are you worried about it?
A little.
Okay. I think that it's going to be good, honey. I think it's going to be good, and it's going to be a good positive. I'm so sorry to hear about your son.
Thanks.
Okay. I went ahead and pulled a card for you, Rita.
Yes.
One of the therapy oracle cards. It's the past life healing card. It's the past life healing card, and it says, this situation has been triggered by one of your past lives. Heal the past and you bring healing onto the present. So if you said you were there for a healing session, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, yes. I believe it's what Angie's saying too. That you are going to go on this trip, but don't be nervous about it. I mean, it's all in good reasoning why you're going for the healing, apparently, right?
Right.
Right, right. So, yeah, think of it as, it's going to be a positive trip, very positive trip. So stay positive, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I hope we helped you. I hope you have fun on the trip.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, we might have one more time for one more caller, Angie.
Oh, gosh, yeah, let's get in one more.
We might be squeezing one more.
Oh, we can do it, Lori. We can do this. No mics about it. Lori, let's pick up 718. Hello.
Yes. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Good evening. My question is, I'm moving in about a year, and I'll have to look for a job, and I'm nervous about that. Do you see anything for me with that?
Okay. Can we get your first name, sweetie?
Mindy.
Okay, Mindy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you have a job now? I take it, Mindy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you're going to be quitting that job and moving and finding a new job, right?
Yes. I'm going to move to a different state.
Uh-huh.
But
we'll want them more.
I can't really make a job, you know, like an interview or anything from here because it's pretty far. And my real issue is I'm a hairdresser, so we don't get any salary. So the first year is building up clients, but yet I'm going to have a mortgage and two kids. And, you know, the transition the first year, I'm worried about.
Right.
Mindy,
right.
Where are you at right now?
I'm in New York, and I want to move to Boca.
You want to move to where? Boca?
Yeah, with all the other New Yorkers. But how do you do that? You know, it's very hard. Like, I don't get a job with a salary. I get nothing, and I sit and wait until I build up.
Right. Could you, split up your job? I know you're a hairdresser. I used to be a hairdresser many years ago.
You mean get a part-time?
I
can, but it's not much pay. You know, I was trying to maybe somehow get into a company that rents booths for hairdressers, but they're a very large company. And this way I can work. But they said they don't hire, they only take investors, whatever. So, I want to, you know, not take no for an answer, at least internally.
Right.
You know, like send energy somehow.
What I was going to say, while you're still doing hair, at a booth or whatever that you rent, could you take on maybe another job for steady pay, like at a beauty supply or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Possibly.
Would you consider that?
I would, but maybe that would be 5 days a week. You know, I'm not that young anymore, so I work a lot now. I work like three jobs, you know, just to survive. I would, but how do I, you know, these are the thoughts in my mind. How do I establish myself among strangers
if
I am working full time somewhere else?
Right.
You know, I just wonder.
You are very good at what you do.
Yes, I am.
I mean, you're very, very good at what you do, and that is going to speak for you, okay? You're a survivor. You're strong, and you are amazing.
I know.
Amazing. You're amazing at what you do, okay? So I think that you are going to bloom, okay? You are just going to take off, and this is just going to happen for you.
Okay.
Absolutely. I really
Mindy, what about what do I want to say? Going to businesses on the spot, like people that can't get out, like hospitals and such. Do you have the license to do that?
I guess. I mean, a hairdresser is a hairdresser. I just don't have any connections yet. And it's not so easy. You know, they don't just let you come in. I'm not sure. Like, everything is going to be brand new.
Right, right.
So
I understand.
I do love what I do. It's just the business itself that they don't pay you. It's crazy,
right,
isn't it?
Right. But you might want to get some of your clients to write some recommendation letters to take with you to help that
yes,
along.
I have pictures of my work,
uh-huh,
and I think that I won't have a problem getting a
right
job. In 5 minutes, I can get a job because nobody pays you.
Right.
But it's that sitting around and worrying how to pay the bills that I am just dreading.
Right. And living in New York.
I've been through that.
Mm-hmm.
Stay positive.
You know, okay.
Stay positive,
right,
Judy, because your work is going to speak for you.
Right. Right. Don't worry. It'll fall into place. I mean, you have the skills. Let go of the anxiety. I pulled the card. Let go of the anxiety. Calm your nerves and you'll be able to hear the voice of your angels.
Okay. I am doing
okay
it. I am going to do it.
You are
okay
going to do it. Just be persistent. It'll work out.
Oh,
okay.
You've got it, girl. You've got everything you need. You've got the tools. You've got the skills. You've got the attitude, honey. Stay positive. You've got this.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Good luck.
Thank you so much for
good
calling
night
in, Mindy.
Good night.
Right,
thank
good
you
night. Okay, Lori, so yes, we are ending. We're getting ready to end our show.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say thank you for an amazing show tonight. You are an awesome co-host.
Well, thank you. So are you. I had fun. We had some great callers. We had people
callers
in the chat room enjoying themselves. And we'd like to make sure you contact us. Send us questions through our emails. We will read them on the air. Become a member of Psychics Gone Wild. And also check out the Blue Moon Treasures shop at www.jethersmith.net. And other than that, go ahead, Angie.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say thank you, and we love you all. All of our fans are just absolutely amazing. Please take advantage of our promotion that we have going.
Our two-for-one special. Our two-for-one special, that's right. It is not going to last. It's one of a kind. We are offering a very good deal. Get a hold of us through our email. We'll set up an appointment, and you won't be sorry. I mean,
no,
we will give
not
you the full special reading, one-on-one reading. So, other than that,
absolutely,
Lori. Have a good
okay
night.
Thank you.
And join us next Thursday night. Good night, everybody. Stay wild. Bye-bye.